The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Season 2, Episode 12 of Ms. and Mrs. And guys, we're going to the dermatologist.
Sort of. In a way,
Dr. Maurice is taking patients, and she asks Ms. to strip down to a towel, which he wholeheartedly does. Even, I would wager, exuberantly does.
Yeah. He's all excited.
Because Dr. Maurice is going to clean his pores. And then she proceeds to suck the blackheads out of his nose.
I was glad you finished that statement.
Which he doesn't enjoy. It's not his favorite kind of sucking.
No.
He then gets a little rubbed down and some steam with a mud mask. And finally, she bakes his nipples with a lamp.
She does.
Which he screams about from... I'm assuming it was in her closet, but it looks like it's a room off their bedroom.
I think it's a room, yeah.
But essentially, what all this sums up to is Maurice is extremely passionate about proper skincare. And it's a good segue into the fact that she's doing a Zoom call on her skincare line and how she is solidifying that and getting ready to launch that. And so we see her looking all professional, all done up, and she ends the call, and then she gets up, and we see that it's business on the top, pajama bottoms and slippers on the bottom. Girl, we've all been there. That's all what we're doing right now. Respect. And she has the two girls with her. They're playing in her office. They're having a good time. And then, hey, she gets a phone call from James Nunn, who's the director of the Marine franchise. And he says, hey, Maurice, I'm doing a movie in L.A., and I got a part for you. You want to do the thing? And she's like, Hell yeah. Because she's excited to get back to work. She's been nothing but pregnant and recovering from pregnancy for the past 2 years. So she's like, yeah. Let's do the thing. Let's get back to work. I'm ready to go back and be super mom again. Because she wants to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, segue to the Miz, who is on the road with his road wife, a.k.a. John Morrison.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
They're in the car. They're talking. And basically, Morrison convinces Miz to do a kip up. And you can tell that this was shot during COVID.
Can you?
Well, one, she's on the Zoom call. And two, the footage of the kip up happens during the Performance Center run.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So when this was shot during COVID.
Yeah.
But they intersplice old WWE footage of when the arenas were full to make it seem like it's not during COVID or it's seamless. So it's probably right when COVID hit, I would guess, because this is pre Mania.
No, I think it's right after Mania.
Is it? Because when did they face Braun?
They faced Braun after he won the title, so it was the month or two after WrestleMania.
Okay, so this is definitely in COVID.
Yeah, I think it might have been April, May.
So it's interesting to see how they're trying to basically cover for the fact that COVID's going on, which explains what happens later in the episode. So, Maurice calls while they're out, driving around, Ms. and Morrison, you know, having a good time, and she tells him about the movie. She's super excited and talking about the skincare stuff and all that, you know, as it's going on and how good everything is. And then she starts talking about her boobs and how good they're looking and, you know, how she wishes her ass was a little bit better. And then she talks about her nipples.
They're back in form.
They're good to go. And Ms. is trying to tell, the whole time is like, Maurice.
She's just going.
She's going on about her nipples and how happy she is about her nipples. And Ms. is like, Maurice! And she's like, what? And John Morrison's like, mazel on the nipples. It was really super awkward.
She goes, thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike. He's like, crap, I'm in trouble. So then we go into the movie preparations. How they're going to send a wardrobe stylist. They're going to send a trainer to help her do the fight training because there's some specific things that she needs to learn how to do to be an evil assassin in this movie. So they send this wonderful man over to teach her how to basically do hand-to-hand combat with weapons.
Yeah.
And so she's doing the training, but she's having a hard time because she's getting interrupted by her kids and she's getting interrupted by her phone. And the guy's trying to be really nice about it, but he's a little frustrated, right?
Because they have so much to get through. And he's like, all right, cool. Do whatever you need to do, whatever. And like, Monroe wanders off at one point, and then waiting for her mother to show up to take care of Monroe, and then Monroe gets too close at one point, and no, you gotta back up, and then we just start again, and, you know.
It was actually really cute, because Monroe's like, he's hurting Mommy, and Marjo's like, no, he's not, it's fine.
Everything here is fine, nothing to see.
So while they're in the middle of this, Miz calls about the kip-up and talking about how bad it was and how it's trending. And Maurice is like, you need to stop listening to Morrison. He has the stupidest ideas. Stop listening to him. And Miz is just like, no.
No, not going to happen.
So speaking of Morrison, he has grand ideas for their next music video. And, you know, it was his idea about the kip-up, which Miz is still complaining about. And so he surprises Miz by taking him to a parkour gym, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah, they're a thing.
And challenges Miz to do the parkour. And Miz is like, all right, I'm going to do it because I'm the Miz. I'm awesome. I'm in shape. And he looks at Morrison and he says, I'm going to be one step behind you, so don't mess up. And he stayed, to his credit, one step behind him up until they got to the monkey bars. And then Miz landed flat on his ass.
Yeah.
And he had to lay there for a minute.
Yeah.
So, as Miz limps his way home, Maurice is in the kitchen. She's making lunch or dinner, I'm not sure which. The girls are throwing yogurt and milk all over the floor everywhere. She's trying to clean it up. And while all of this is going on, the stylist calls to make the appointment. So she makes the appointment with him. And that's when Miz comes home and she tells him, you know, hey, I've got this appointment with the stylist, but Monroe has a doctor's appointment that she doesn't want to miss. But she has to miss because of the stylist. And Miz is like, don't worry, I'll take her. It won't be a problem. And this is where Maurice starts to talk about the sacrifices that you have to make as a mother to work. And what I appreciate is she struggled with it because she's like, I really want to be there for my kids and I really don't want to miss any of the appointments and I want to do everything.
And that was the same thing Miz was doing early on with the first kid where he didn't want to miss any of the appointments.
But he ended up realizing that he had to.
Mm-hmm.
And Maurice is kind of in that same stage, but she's very practical about it, that it's, if this is what I want, this is what I have to give up. I don't like it, but ultimately it's on me that I've made this decision.
Yeah.
And I like that she was just very straightforward, very direct, and she wasn't too whiny about it.
No, she knew how to approach it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that being whiny about it is bad, but it's just like other people that are going to remain nameless have this like existential crisis. And it's just like, okay, but you made the decision. You're the one that wants to do this. You have to realize that there's going to be give and take with everything that you do. And Maurice understands that there's give and take because obviously this is her second kid. She's been working in between. She understands that she's going to miss certain things in their lives. And this is just the first one, presumably.
But it's something simple as a doctor's appointment. It's not like a big life event.
Yeah, it's not a birthday or anything like that. So, but she still wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maurice notices that Miz is hurt. And she's like, what's going on? And then we hear about the parkour adventure. And she's like, you're an idiot. And she tells Mike, you know, Morrison's the devil on your shoulder. And she's the angel. And he should listen to her. So we go to the appointment with the stylist. He shows up with a bunch of really nice clothes. And basically everything is tits out.
Yeah.
Like, legit, her boobs are just right there.
Because she's supposed to look sexy and also kick ass. So you gotta show some and be able to kick ass in the outfit.
I don't know how you kick ass in that with your boobs hanging out like that, though. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because as she's trying on the clothes and, you know, they're taking pictures and everything, the director calls her and says, hey, by the way, we're moving the production to London. And the reason why I say this is you can tell it's COVID because it got moved to London.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hollywood and California got shut down in COVID and they weren't shooting anything anywhere in the U.S. because they weren't allowed to. So they went to London to shoot it probably because they could run it there because London was allowing people, or the U.K. was allowing people to shoot with very specific guidelines. So that's one of the reasons why it probably got moved.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she's going to be gone for 3 months. So she's like, hold on, let me go talk to my husband. So she goes downstairs, she talks to Miz, and he and George are sitting by the pool tanning. She's still in her ultra spy outfit. Boobs are hanging out everywhere. And she talks to Miz about it. And Miz is like, well, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Because she's basically like 3 months, you know, with it being in LA, it was doable for her.
Tough, but doable.
Tough, but doable. In London, it's impossible because she doesn't want to leave her kids for 3 months. So Miz is like, don't do it. You don't want to go, don't do it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to say no.
Then she asks another question.
Then she's like, just out of curiosity, would you do it? Would you go to London for 3 months and leave me here with the kids? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, they won't remember it.
And then she just starts going off.
She starts yelling at him, and then she turns the storm off, and well, she misses the kiddie pool that's sitting right there, trips on it, and falls face first into it. And as I said, the boobs were everywhere, and she had a very unfortunate wardrobe malfunction, and one stayed in. One came out, and she's literally standing there with a boob hanging out as she's yelling at her husband, and Miz is trying to, like, cover his dad's eyes and get his dad to avert his eyes and trying to tell Maurice that, you got a little something right there, honey, you need to take care of. And, well, Mike just starts laughing. He can't deal with it. And as she storms off and she realizes that her boob has been hanging out this entire time, George looks at Miz and is like, you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, that's kind of gross.
Earlier, like when she was asking Mike questions and George was trying to chime in for opinion, they're like, no.
Yeah, no. You get no say. You just sit there and tan. So hopefully they work that one out. We don't know. We don't see the conclusion to that. But then we go back with Miz and Morrison. And John challenges Miz to a pea soup challenge. 17 bowls of pea soup. Why? You would do that. I don't know. I just, ew. Just, no. No. But Miz and Morrison do it. And God love him, Miz ate 18 bowls and I think a chocolate milkshake.
Because that was part of the Traveler's Challenge.
That was part of the Traveler's Challenge. And he regrets his life choices later on. And he actually makes Morrison pull over at a roadside porta potty because he's like, I'm going blow and it's coming out all directions. And that's when Miz is like, I can't do this anymore. I'm too old for this shit.
The Danny Glover moment.
And John's like, I get it. I understand. It's cool. And while Miz is like, I'm going to start saying no more. I'm not going to say no to everything. And that's when we see the 80s rock ballad being filmed.
Which is awesome.
Which is amazing. So overall, I think a good episode.
I like John in the show.
He adds a little something to it that's really, really nice. It's like he adds just that nice good friend balance for Miz that he doesn't necessarily have when he's with Maurice.
Because
obviously they're a couple, they're married, they're great together. They have really great chemistry and balance together. But it's like Morrison's his road wife. You can tell Morrison's his road wife. And they do stupidity together. Especially now that he's lost Ryder. So
yeah, very enjoyable episode.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on at Rack Radio Show, and on all the social, all the podcasting platforms under the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey guys, did you know what season 5 of Fortnite is here? It's like
it's legit. Coming.
It's legit here right now. Right now. And you can use credit code RockAttack49 on Hapshot when you buy your battle pass. #AdMyPartner.
And I don't have a creator code, but you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with another episode. Till then, bye!